Okay, go ahead.
So in about 2011, I wasn't feeling good for about 3 or 4 days while I was incarcerated at Ottawa Detention Center. I went up to the yard one day and I just laid down because I wasn't feeling well. Came back in. I ended up having chicken alligator for dinner. And then I don't remember much between having chicken alligator and a month. And I woke up in the hospital.
And what were you told when you woke up in the hospital?
I couldn't talk, I couldn't walk. So I was just told that I was in the hospital.
Okay, and from what I remember, you weren't feeling well. You were laying down in the yard. Yeah. The guards were yelling at you and telling you to get up. When you woke up in the middle of the night, and I was like...
I ended up waking up in the middle of the night, saying I wasn't feeling well. I remember taking a shower after I had chicken alligator.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't remember.
Yeah.
And then I remember being back, and like, I woke up with wires and everything. I ripped them off. I couldn't walk. I couldn't talk. Then I remember being back in Innis. But I don't remember anything from, like, taking my shower from about 4 months, you know?
Yeah. So yeah, I woke up in the middle of the night. I was pregnant. And I was always waking up to be sick because I was really sick. And you were just lying there staring in the dark and saying you weren't feeling well. I helped you go to the washroom, and then you kept saying you were hot and you kept like scratching. And so I helped you get in the shower, and then, I kept banging on the door telling the guard that you needed a nurse or an ambulance. And, you know, she repeatedly told me to shut the fuck up. She was watching Netflix. She was telling me the nurses aren't on till 7. She doesn't care. And even at 7, when breakfast came, you started, like, hallucinating, saying you could see the sun. You said there was bugs crawling on you. And then you started, like, blood started pouring out of your mouth. And so at this point, I was, like, banging, like, you need an ambulance right now. Like, and then, you know, she's kept telling me over and over again to shut up. When they finally came in, they said, they kept asking me what drugs you took. I told them that you don't take drugs. And they made me and someone else get you up. And even though I was like, you know, 5 months pregnant, get you up and dress you in the purple jogging suit. Like, I physically put the jogging suit on you, even though you were like almost like barely conscious. It was ridiculous. And then you ended up being in a coma in the hospital for, I think, 11 days.
11 days.
Yeah. So how...
Because I remember when I woke up in the hospital, I was cuffed to the bed. I couldn't walk. I couldn't talk. Like, I remember waking up to one of the guards here. And, yeah, I don't remember anything. They didn't call my next of kin. It was my aunt. They didn't call my mother. They didn't call anyone.
And how does that make you feel?
That makes me feel really pissed off because if I would have died, because I was in a coma for 11 days, if I would have died, my mother and my aunt would have known because my aunt was my next of kin. And I'm pretty sure when someone gets rushed to the hospital because they're in a coma, they should be calling the next of kin, so it made me quite upset.
Mm-hmm. And it's scary to know that...
Yeah,
you're not going to be taken care of. Mm-hmm.
Not being able to talk, not being able to walk in your cuffs to a hospital bed with guards all around you. Pretty terrifying.
Yeah, I think they ended up saying that you were in diabetic shock, that your blood sugar was like really abnormally high, even though you're not diabetic.
I'm not diabetic whatsoever.
Yeah, and they accused you of being on drugs, like that you took something is what they kept saying. You took something, what did you take? It's like...
medication they gave me that night.
Yeah.
It was zero put on the bill. The doses were too high. That's what put me into a diabetic shock.
Yeah. And the diet there probably doesn't help either.
Pardon me?
I said, and the diet there probably doesn't help either.
No. They had me on the diabetic bag for like the rest of my stay, and then when I got out, I found out I wasn't diabetic. It was just a mixture of the two. Like, they can go together if they're at the right dose, but the doctor ended up giving me two either doses, and my body couldn't, you know,
So all that happened because of, you know, malpractice from their medical care at OCDC.
Yes, for sure. Not me. Yeah, I'd say malpractice. That's correct.
Yeah, it's very. That's very scary.
I don't remember, like, I remember bits and pieces, but not enough to do a lawsuit.
Okay, well, thank you for sharing with me. Do you want to say anything else?
No, I just want to say, if you ever end up in jail, just make sure you let your Mexican or your family members know if you're not feeling well, just in case that happens to someone else.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.